Now, it's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
Good Friday evening, and it's finally time to get the high school football season underway. This is the Cromwell Radio pregame show. I am Eric Fry, joined by Todd Stapleton and Lane Blickham, and we will be looking at some of the biggest games in the area, starting with the South Central Conference, and for that, we go to Todd Stapleton.
Good evening, everyone. This is Todd Stapleton with the Cromwell Radio Group, and we'll concentrate a little bit more on the western side of our listening area with the South Central Conference. The Vandals will open their season at home tonight. They will be hosting the Gillespie Miners. Gillespie was 3-6 a year ago. The Vandals were 4-5. There were four teams in the South Central Conference that went 4-5 a year ago. Gillespie beat the Vandals last year to open the season. Again, that'll be Gillespie 3-6 a year ago at Vandalia, who's 4-5. Greenville will be at Litchfield. Both teams went 4-5 one year ago. Greenville finished strong on the season, beating the Vandals in the final week of the season to knock them out of the playoffs. Again, Litchfield also 4-5 a year ago. Hillsboro finished on a losing streak last year, ended up 4-5 out of the playoffs. Say will be at Piesaw Southwestern tonight. Southwestern went 3-6 a year ago. Two playoff teams from a year ago will match up tonight in Carlinville. Roxana went 7-2 in the regular season, lost in the first round of the playoffs last year. They are at Carlinville. The Cavaliers went 7-2 last year in the regular season. They went two rounds deep in the playoffs a year ago. That will be at Carlinville tonight. Staunton, they were 0-9 a year ago. They will be at Pena. Pena went three rounds deep in the playoffs last year, ending up 11-1, 9-0 last year in the conference. So Gillespie at Vandalia, Greenville at Litchfield, Hillsboro's at Southwestern, Roxana at Carlinville, and Staunton will be at Pena. That's our wrap-up from the South Central Conference and the western side of the area. I'm Todd Stapleton with the Cromwell Radio Group.
Thanks, Todd. Now let's look at some of the games in the southern part of the listening area. Effingham opens their season on the road against the same team they started last year against, Breeze Modern Day. Effingham is hoping for a different outcome this time, however, as Effingham lost last season 37-0. Effingham will look to get the rushing attack going early on this season, with junior Terrence Hill leading the attack. Effingham was 4-5 last season in Coach Hefner's first season with the team. Effingham will try to improve on that record this season. Effingham against Breeze Modern Day can be heard on 105 and 100.5 Jack F. FM. In another rematch from last season, Cumberland takes on Decatur Lutheran. Cumberland started last season with a loss to Decatur Lutheran 14-8. Cumberland is coming off a 5-4 season, which saw them miss out on the playoffs for the second straight season, despite having 5 wins. Cumberland is returning 8 starters on both sides of the ball, so expectations are high for the Pirates to make it to the playoffs this season. Cumberland will be led on offense by senior quarterback Brody Dossenbach, who last season threw for more than 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns. The Pirates look to get started on the right foot in Coach Watkins' second season with the team. Cumberland against Decatur Lutheran can be heard on 99.5 and 96.3 WCRA. Now let's look at some of the northern games, and for that, we go to Lane Blickham.
Thank you very much. It is indeed a very exciting time of the year as high school football season rolls in for 2016. The Mattoon Green Wave will face a very familiar opponent, despite it not being a conference foe. They started last year and finished last year against the same team they'll open with this time around, Triad. Mattoon lost last year in week one in Troy, 52-10. Then after a 5-4 regular season, Mattoon qualified for the playoffs, and their first-round opponent was Triad. Had to go back to Troy and lost there 38-13. Head coach Troy Johnson will enter another season as the head man for the Green Wave. He'll try and improve on 5-5 records the past 2 years, but they have qualified for the playoffs each of those 2 seasons. It's a very difficult start of the season, usually, for the Green Wave, with their schedule being very front-loaded. That's been the case ever since Mattoon has joined the Apollo Conference a number of years ago, as Mattoon has a very difficult first 3 games. In fact, they were winless heading into Apollo play last year before running off 4 straight wins to put themselves right in the thick of the Apollo Conference race. Mattoon and Triad tonight on 101.3 WMCI and online at myradiolink.com. The Charleston Trojans have had quite an interesting start to their season before they ever have even played a game. Tyler Hanner takes over as head coach after the resignation of the previous head coach before practices really even started. So it's going to be an interesting transition for Charleston this year, to be sure. They're coming off an 0-9 season. They will take on Rantoul to begin their season. Charleston lost last year's game in Rantoul by a final score of 14-7. The Trojans will look for better luck this year and try and get in that win column, which they did not do last season. So they'll look for better fortunes here in 2016. Charleston and Rantoul on the all-new Victory 103.9 and also online at myradiolink.com. The Tri-County Titans coming off a 2-7 season. They will open up this year against Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond. And head coach Casey Pinnell enters his second season. The Titans were limited last year a bit by injuries and lack of depth. But this season, Coach Pinnell is excited about what he has to work with, and the expectations are a little higher for the Tri-County Titans, who have missed the playoffs each of the last 2 years after reaching postseason play in the previous two seasons.
No doubt the expectations are a lot higher this year for these guys. We're healthy, number one. You know, we don't really have anybody sidelined for Friday night. We're healthy. Our numbers are a lot better. And we've got guys coming back that know the positions, and so the expectations are higher, you know, for them. And the expectations are higher for myself as well to make sure we know that they know that it's go time and they need to be ready and they need to have a better year this year. So, you know, we're fortunate. We're fortunate this year that we got a lot of those guys coming back and that they, you know, I think we're ready to go. I think we're ready to go. We're healthy and looking forward to Friday night.
Tri-County will host Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond, and that game will be on 92.1 The Axe and also online at myradiolink.com. I'm Lane Blickham for the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show.
Thanks, Lane. Now let's preview some of the other big games in the area. In the Apollo Conference, Centralia will start the season against Salem. In another Apollo Conference action, Taylorville will head to Mount Zion. In the Little Illini Conference, Newton will head to Georgetown as they look to continue from last season. Casey takes on Paris as Casey tries to turn the football season around after a 2-7 finish last year. And in a battle between playoff teams last season, Lawrenceville will battle Olney in what should be a great game. In Little Okaw Conference play, Arcola will face Mohica Central A&M as Arcola looks to stay unbeaten after they had an unbeaten season last year, and Villa Grove will take on Clinton. For Todd Stapleton and Lane Blickham, I am Eric Fry saying thanks for listening and enjoy all the great football action on this opening Friday night.